USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday speaking at the White House briefing, weighing in on the gun debate. McConaughey, a father of three and Uvalde, Texas native, meeting with the Biden administration and other officials in Washington to talk about how to approach gun legislation. McConaughey continues,
America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
The terrorist admitting in federal court that she was the leader of an all-female battalion prepared to defend ISIS-controlled Raqqa, Syria in 2017. According to court documents, she began supporting terrorist groups in 2008. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The Treasury Secretary is spending some time on Capitol Hill.
When America was energy independent, inflation was down and gas prices were low. Now that the Biden administration has reversed course by removing pipeline delivery systems and put strangulating bureaucracy into the exploration and extraction of energy, the Biden administration's Janet Yellen on the Hill today continues to say what ails America is outside influences.
You know, we may be energy independent, and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Longtime oil producer John Catsimatidis says oil prices per barrel would drop in half within days of opening America's spigots. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 264 points to close at 33,180. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Ukraine's president says he's ready to talk with Russia's president on a way to end the war between their countries. President Zelensky making that remark in an interview with the Financial Times. He added, a war should come to an end when leaders sit down at the negotiating table. Lawmakers in Louisiana are getting ready to work overtime.
Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least two minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill.
The judge expressed all maps must be done by June 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some residents in the town of Hera, Oklahoma, had quite a surprise in their recent water bills. For residents who should have paid a fee of $90, the bill claimed they owed $90 million instead. Hera City Manager Lewis Moore saying it was a computer glitch in the town's billing system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.